This podcast is brought to you by Sarens SA, Nothing Too Heavy, Nothing Too High. Monday, February 9, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The South African government will this year split the Department of Minerals and Energy into two separate ministries for mining and for energy, mining sources close to the issue said. The new energy ministry will be responsible for implementing a clear energy strategy. The new Mines Ministry will have more time and resources to tackle issues still unresolved after many years despite the 1994 Mining Charter. These will include ensuring a genuine transfer of more control of the mining industry and the export of mined commodities to black management and ownership. On Monday, global miner Rio Tinto said that non-executive director Jim Leng had resigned from the board and wouldn't move into the chairperson's role as planned. Current chairperson Paul Skinner will remain in the post until mid-2009 to allow time to appoint a successor. A Rio spokeswoman said that the company had no further comment on the statement. Also making headlines, gold producer AngloGold Ashanti posts a $17 million fourth quarter loss. Teal Exploration and Mining gets 385 million rand help from African Rainbow Minerals, but it may need to raise more. Base metals miner FNX Mining cancels its $100 million credit facility as its borrowing costs soar. And silver miner Fresnillo slams MAG Silver's inappropriate delaying tactic. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.